节。好，今天好像是一个三部曲，我们今天来看第三部。我们的主，他掌管自然，他胜过死亡，胜过疾病。
And for people who study these kinds of passages, Mark is using some kind of a writer's sandwich formulation to tell a story within a story.
如果你研究这段经文的结构，你就知道说马可他所用的笔法好像是一种三明治的结构。
And he does this so that he can amplify a certain point that he's driving home in this passage.
当有这样的结构的时候，他就可以对他所要交通的一些事情有所强调。
And I think we're going to see today that even though Jesus has 12 who faithfully follow him, they're not always the first to perceive who Jesus is and what he can do.
虽然说耶稣有十二个门徒，但是我们也看到说他们并不是都是头一个明白耶稣是谁或者他所行的。
So we're going to start with the English here. This man is named Jairus, and he's running to Jesus for help.
这个管会堂的名叫雅鲁，来到耶稣那里求帮助。
And so he's a very significant man. He's one of the leaders in the synagogue there.
他是会堂的领袖。
So it reads in verse 21, when Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders, named Jairus, came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." And so Jesus went with him.A large crowd followed and pressed around him.
这是我们刚才所读21节到24节。
So we know that Jesus is now back on the western side of the Sea of Galilee.
我们知道说耶稣现在来到了加利利海的西边。
And some scholars speculate maybe he's back in Capernaum.
有的学者说他可能是回到加百农。
And upon arriving on the shore there, he's greeted by these large crowds once again.
他在岸边就遇到了大群的群众。
And this man Jairus runs to meet Jesus.
这个雅鲁就跑来见耶稣。
A great urgency in his soul because his daughter is near death.
这是一个非常紧急的情形，因为他的女儿快要死了。
Now, looking to this young, controversial rabbi named Jesus, and if you're a leader in a synagogue,You know, you have to think about how you might approach him in public.
现在他是雅鲁，他是管会堂的，他是领袖，但是现在他要来面对这个年轻的，看起来是有争议的这个拉比。那他要考虑说，他这样做在政治上、社会上面影响如何？
Because a man that with that kind of influence, that kind of standing in the community, you know, men don't usually run like that unless it's something of great urgency.
但在当时他们的社会里面，通常男人是不会快步奔跑的。
But I think Jairus rightly perceives what he needs to do at this moment, and he doesn't see any other options, and so he runs to Jesus.
但是现在雅鲁却顾不了那么多哈，他别的什么也不顾，就赶快跑到耶稣面前。
And this is one of the themes I think we'll see today in this message is that it's important that we look to Jesus.
我想我们今天的主题也就是他，就是仰望耶稣。
And this man, of course, he's desperate and he's fearful and he's afraid he's going to lose his daughter.
因为他很绝望，他很害怕，因为他快要失去他的女儿。
So it doesn't matter to him what it will cost him if he loses his reputation for running to this young controversial rabbi. He doesn't care.
所以现在雅鲁他什么也顾不得了，他顾不得他的面子，或者顾不得他的社会地位，他要到耶稣的面前来。
And so he even falls before Jesus' feet.
所以他在跪在耶稣的脚前。
And he pleads with Jesus, "Please come to my village. Please come and lay your hands on my daughter."
请你来为我的闺女按手。
So Jesus, Jairus, and his disciples start to make their way toward his home.
所以耶稣和他的门徒还有雅鲁就开始往雅鲁的家里走。
But along the way, they encounter something.
路上他们遇到一件事。
Here's how Mark reports it. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. And when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. And immediately her bleeding stopped. And she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering.
耶稣遇见这个血漏的妇人是马可25节到29节。
So this woman who was considered by many ceremonially unclean by Jews and who had suffered this hemorrhaging for 12 years now is also desperate.
这位妇人她患血漏有12年了，在犹太人看来，在礼仪上这是不洁的。
And she too risks public outreach because by Jewish law she's considered unclean because of her bleeding issue.
这样的人也是很怕出现在公众场合，因为按照礼仪来说她是不洁的。
And she spent, you know, the backstory is she spent all she has on physicians of those days trying to remedy this hemorrhaging problem.
她花尽了她所有的，但是却一点也不见好。
But this bleeding situation has really cost her socially. She cannot even move around in public because she is unclean.
因为这种血漏的情形，所以她在公众当中无法出现，无法到处走来走去。
So I think Mark invites us to look as we listen to these stories and take ourselves back just for a moment and try to imagine what her life is like.
我想马可在这里也有邀请我们说，当我们读这样的故事，我们可以来思想说，这位妇人她的生活是怎样的。
Do you read the scriptures that way when you're having your own time in the Bible? Many of you daily, do you try to take yourself back and put yourself in their shoes and imagine for a moment what that must have been like?
当你自己读圣经的时候，我们会不会安静来思想，如果我是那位妇人，生活会是怎样？
She's shunned by society, shunned socially.
她是被这个社会来说是成为社会上的一种忌讳。
But she says to herself, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed.
她对自己说，我如果摸他的衣裳，我就会好了。
Now, I don't know, I think we have to think a little bit about the kind of faith that she has today.
我们来思想说，她当时是有怎样的一种信心。
I think she's like a lot of people we meet who are spiritual or who are rather religious. She had faith, but also she had some local beliefs that were kind of mixed together.
她不像我们今天有许多属灵的人，有许多属灵的知识。她的信心在当时还带有一点点当时他们的迷信。
And we see the same thing if you don't see it in the society around you,As you interface with other Christians, then you're not listening and watching very carefully. People have some aspects of their faith that is biblically grounded, and then there are other aspects that are actually just kind of from the local culture.
所以就像我们今天也会遇到这样的人，如果与基督徒是隔绝的，他总是在自己的光景里面，也许他有一点点圣经的知识，但是他的生活不免是受他原来背景里面那一点点迷信的影响。
So she was convinced that if I could just touch his garment, I could be well once again.
她对自己说，我只摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。
And this rabbi, he is so different, and he has such healing power that I'm sure that this power from Jesus will transfer to whatever he's wearing, and I will be changed.
她觉得说，这位拉比如此与众不同，他那么有能力，那也许他的能力就传递到他的衣裳上面。我去摸他就会得到治愈。
Yeah, but God is so gracious, and so often in our lives, you might be able to testify to this as well. He accommodates us wherever we are.
也许你也会听见这样的见证，我们的主会屈尊俯就来使我们得到他的恩典。
So maybe her beliefs were not altogether right, not altogether accurate, but her faith is centered on Jesus.
虽然说这个信心并不完全准确，但是这个信心的目标却是向着耶稣。
So at the core of her faith, no matter what she might say about it or might criticize, she's centering her hope on Jesus.
虽然说这个信心不准确，但是她的盼望所 面向的自己。
And because she is, her faith is effectual and is honored by God.
所以这个信心是有果效的，也是神所尊重的。
So she touches, and she indeed is healed instantly.
她所以抓住耶稣的衣裳，她也就立刻的。
And she knows in her body at that moment that somehow she's set free from this hemorrhaging problem.
所以她血漏的泉源立刻就干了。
She can feel it.
她可以感觉到。
But she's not the only one that senses something significant has happened.
但是不光是这位妇人有感觉。
It says, Mark goes on to say, at once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. And he turned around in the crowd and he asked, Who touched my clothes? And you see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, and yet you can ask, Who touched me?
耶稣立时就觉得说有能力从自己身上出去，于是就问说谁摸我的衣裳？门徒说，你看众人都拥挤你，还说谁摸我吗？
Yeah, but Jesus, you know, he kept looking around because he knew something significant had happened. So he keeps looking around.
耶稣就不断的在周围查看。
And he realizes this healing power has come and emanated from him and has been released through him.
他觉得说有这个医治的能力从自己身上发出。
And he can sense that this faith that has laid hold of him is somehow different.
他能感觉到这个抓住他衣裳的这个信心好像与众不同。
So, you know, he asked his disciples, but they're no help. In fact, they're a little bit annoyed. Jesus, look at the crowd. What are you talking about?
他问他的门徒，但门徒好像不知道如何回答，甚至觉得说，这个是一个太难回答的问题。周围这么多人拥挤，怎么能知道呢？
And so with more details that only Mark could provide, probably through his relationship with Peter, we see the following.
也许马可是从彼得所得知，所以他就有以下的记载。
He says, Then a woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. And he said to her, Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering.
这是32节到34节，那个妇人来到耶稣的面前，承认说是将实情都告诉他，然后耶稣说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的去吧。
Jesus calls her daughter. I think that's significant.
耶稣称她为女儿，这实在是惊人。
And the word that is often behind the English word healed is also often behind the word saved. Usually it's the same Greek word, sozo. Healed, saved. They have the same Greek word.
这里的痊愈在希腊文当中也含有拯救的意思。
So the woman apparently can no longer contain herself in knowing what had happened and that she had violated the Levitical law. She's, you know, she's scared and so she comes before Jesus with fear and trembling.
因为这个妇人她会恐惧战惊，因为她其实好像违反了立位律法的要求，就是不洁的人不能去接触不洁的。
And maybe she was hoping, okay, I'm okay, I'll just kind of slip out of this crowd and be on my way, but, you know, of course, Jesus keeps looking for her.
当他摸到了耶稣，当他得了医治，他就想悄悄地退去，不要让人知道。
So in her mind, she's probably thinking, ah, busted, oh no, he somehow knows I'm right here.
那这个在妇人的心中，我想象说他一定大大吃惊说，耶稣怎么会知道是我？
Of course, all this time, Jairus is standing around nearby and thinking, come on, let's get going.
我们知道说这个时候雅鲁的心情，我们去想象的时候肯定是非常的焦急，因为他盼望说这事能够快快结束。
But somehow, Jesus still has time for her.
但是耶稣仍然把时间留给这一位妇人。
And withcompassion overflowing to her. He doesn't reprove her. Hey, you broke the law. Instead, he embraces her.
耶稣乃是大有恩慈，他并不是在责备妇人说，你违反了那个洁净的律法，而是说他来安慰这位妇人。
And when Jesus sees something like this, that only God can bring about in the heart of a soul, he responds with this grace of, wow, you really trusted me.
当耶稣看见 有那一个信靠的信心得医治得拯救的信心啊，耶稣要把它表明出来。
I'm sorry. Yeah, I wonder if that same kind of simple faith still affects God in that way today when He sees His children. Just hold on by faith, even though you're weak, even though you're somewhat confused, but you take hold of Him by faith.
直到我们今天仍然是这样，如果我们里面有一点简单的信心啊，这在神面前是有效的。是神会注意到的。
An imperfect faith.
啊，好像说那样的信心还没有那么完美。
Like my faith, like your faith, it's not altogether. We'll see as we grow older, we grow in the Lord, especially when we see the Lord face to face. We will learn very quickly, if you don't know it already, that we don't have everything right.
我们知道说，我的信心、你的信心、我们的信心都不完美。直到有一天我们见主的面，我们就会真正知道说。我们是如何的不完全。
But people like this woman, they're so significant in the kingdom of God. Shunned by society, marginalized, but in Jesus' eyes, they get His attention.
啊，所以这个妇人来说是被社会所隔绝的，好像是一种忌讳，但是在耶稣的眼中，她是值得被注意的。
And against all odds, she overcomes her fears and she trusts in Jesus.
虽然有着许多的顾忌。但是他把他的信靠在耶稣的身上。
And so she experiences this tremendous blessing, this healing touch from Jesus.
所以他就得到了这极大的祝福和医治。
And he says, "Daughter, your faith has healed and saved you. So you may go in peace."
耶稣说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。
She thought that she was going to have to go like this, you know, like, I better get out of here. But no, Jesus says, it's okay. You go in peace.
这个女人她想说她需要偷偷摸摸悄悄地从人群中溜走。但是耶稣说你平平安安大大方方地去吧。
And I'm thinking Jairus at this point is saying, yeah, I like the go part. Let's go.
我想说如果你是雅鲁听见这个走走吧去吧是最高兴的因为她一直在等候。
But then another interruption.
然而这时候又来了一件事。
打断了。While Jesus was still speaking, Mark writes, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. Your daughter is dead, they said. Why bother the teacher anymore? Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, Don't be afraid, just believe.
这是35节到36节。有人说话的时候有人来说你的女儿死了何必劳动先生呢但耶稣对雅鲁说不要怕只要信
So as Jesus is wrapping up and Jairus is like come on let's go let's go let's go bad news comes
当耶稣在对妇人说话的时候雅鲁心中不断地在催促快走快走快走但是现在这个坏消息来了
And those messengers that were sent from the synagogue's home the synagogue leader's homeThey you know, naturally think, you know, game over. Don't bother the rabbi. She's dead.
雅鲁家里的人来了，他们就是说，意思说不要再费事了，因为这事儿已经结束了。
But Jesus was close enough where he overheard what was being said.
但是因为耶稣很近，他能听见他们所说的话。
And just like he will do with you and I at that very critical moment, if we lean in, we might hear him give us a word.Of affirmation, a word of encouragement.
就像我们当我们到人生那些困难关键的时刻，如果我们靠近主，我们也能够听见他的话。
This is what the word sounds like. Don't be afraid. Just trust me.
好像我们也能够听见主对我们说，不要怕。
And we're going to see that this believe me, just trust me, that it has this aspect, if you look at it carefully, of ongoing faith, ongoing trust in the word and person of Jesus.
这个话对我们来说就是要继续的信他，继续的信靠他。这种信心乃是一种不断向前抓住我们主的信心。
So I'm a hospice chaplain.And so one of the things that I do in the city is I see death all the time. And I'm with the families that are bereaved and they're watching their loved one pass away. And so I understand how powerful a word from Jesus can be to people at those moments.
我在做临终关怀的工作，所以说我是因着这样的工作，我眼见许多的死亡，或者说死亡的过程，我也看见那些家人，当他们看见自己亲人快要离开的时候，我能够亲身感受到主的话，简单的一句话，何等的有能力。
And once again, I would invite you to put yourself in this man Jairus' shoes for a moment and think of how he must have been experiencing the moment when the messenger said, "Hey, don't bother Jesus, she's dead."
我们也可以想象说，如果我们自己是雅鲁，当我们听见这个消息，不必费事了，我们会怎样的感觉？
Sorrow, his hopes are dashed.Disbelief. He's wrestling with all these things at that moment.
我们会感觉忧伤、失望，所盼望的一切都好像没有意义了。
So when Jesus says, "I want you just to not be afraid. I want you to trust me," he's probably thinking, "What? What are you talking about?"
当耶稣对他说，还是要信，不要怕，只要信。那时候雅鲁反应会不会是说，你在说什么？
What, are you going to raise her from the dead?
还要他从死里回来吗？
But because Jesus is not an entertainer like some of the people that we see, the TV preachers, and so he's not always trying to draw attention to himself. He knows that this is a sensitive time, and so he chooses three of his closest disciples, and they begin on their way to Jairus' home.
因为耶稣不是那种像在电视上表演神迹的人，他不是要哗众取宠。所以他知道说，在这个敏感的时刻，他只选了几位门徒与他一起。
And it says in verse 37, and Jesus did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James.
只有彼得、雅各和约翰与耶稣同去。
And by the time they arrived at the synagogue ruler's home, the girl had been there dead long enough that the whole village knew about it.
当他们来到雅鲁的家中，看见说那里有许多的嚷闹，有许多人在大大的哭泣。
And this is what they experienced. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly, and he went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him.
耶稣看见这幅喧嚷哭泣的场景，他说为什么要如此行，那个女儿是睡了，她不是死了，所以那些人就嗤笑耶稣。
So I lived in Taiwan for 12 years and I saw and also officiated funerals in that country, and so I saw how differently a funeral could be for someone in the West versus the East.
我曾经在台湾住过12年，所以我也去参加过那里的葬礼，所以我们知道说在东方和西他们的葬礼上面是怎样不同的情形。
And so, you know, one way that you honor the dead if you're not a Christian family is that, you know, you make a lot of noise and you draw attention to, you know, this person died, and then you have musicians there and there's wailing, there's people who are professionals who come and mourn and cry and wail, and this is what Jesus is encountering there.
所以我也看见过那些如果不是信主的，所以他们有这些职业的吹鼓手在那里嚷闹哭泣，这样好像把注意力吸引到这位死者的身上这样好像是给这位死者一些的尊荣。
And I don't know if you've experienced it, but as a Westerner, when I first experienced it, I was like, "Whoa, this is so different." I had a hard time processing it.
我作为一个西方人，当我第一次遇到这些情形的时候，我是非常的惊讶。我说，怎么会是这样的？
And I'm very sensitive to noise, and so it wasn't a very positive experience for me. I thought, like Jesus, I thought, "Wow, that's a lot of noise." Yeah.
也许我对噪音是比较的敏感，所以我第一次遇到的时候，我就说，这个太难以接受了。
But Jesus, you know, he wasn't very culturally sensitive at that moment.
但对于耶稣对这一切并不陌生。
And so he says, "Hey, what is going on with all this commotion? Please, let's go. She's not dead. She's just asleep."
但是耶稣对他们说为什么要嚷闹呢他不是死了是睡了
So why did Jesus say she's not dead she's just sleeping
耶稣为什么要这样讲呢
I think there might be several reasons
我想有几个原因
Because this group of people who are professionally hired for these kinds of wailings and outcries, you know, there's a certain level of insincerity about it, right? It's kind of like for show.
啊，我们知道说这是请来啊，这个吹鼓手这些是花钱请来的，这是他们雇来做事的，所以说他们的内心并不是一种真诚的哀痛。
And it's something that we inherit from our country, from our culture, from our families and works, but to play our part and follow along with the expectation.
啊，这就是我们国家、我们的文化啊，各样的我们家庭的传统，好像我们就是在葬礼上有那样的一份，你就照做。
So I think one aspect is that because they're not really being sincere, either is Jesus, and he just says, "No, she's not dead. She's just asleep. You watch."
啊，我们知道说真正那个。内心是那个真心的，就是耶稣他本人。
Yeah.
啊、他知道说这个女孩子等一下要起来。
So I don't know if I'm right about that. The other aspect is that we find this kind of language also in other places in the New Testament.
我们看到说在其他地方也看到这样的事情。
So we see it in Luke 11 when his friend Jesus' friend Lazarus dies, and he says he's sleeping, but in fact. He was dead.
在路加十一章，我们看见拉撒路的时候，他说拉撒路，我们的朋友拉撒路，他睡了，我们去叫醒他。
We even see Paul pick up on this practice, and when he's talking in his letter, his first letter to the Thessalonians, he says these people who die in the Lord are just asleep.
保罗自己也在帖撒罗尼迦前书说，那些在主里面的，他们乃是睡了。
So anyway, Jesus has all the commotion and all the mourners exit stage left. So, guy, please leave.
耶稣就让这些所有的雇来的这些吹鼓手让他们离开。
And it says in Mark chapter 5:40, after he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. And he took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha kum. Which means a little girl, I say to you, get up. And immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. And at this, they were completely astonished.
我们刚才所读是40节到42节。
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. So this is kind of reminiscent about how Jesus...was treated in his hometown when the people were dismissed and then they had this very socially awkward moment where they began to actually ridicule Jesus.
这些人他们如果照耶稣所说的话他们这些仪式就都结束了所以对于他们来说这是非常惊讶的事情所以他们也要来嘲笑耶稣。
And so they kind of revealed what kind of people they really were. They appeared to be professional mourners, but if you slight them or embarrass them, they're going to immediately come back with the disrespect.
所以说，我们看得很清楚，这些是雇来的人。当他们觉得说耶稣所做的有点好像使他们自己做的失去了价值，他们马上就开始攻击。
And it reminds me a little bit of what Jesus experienced in his hometown Nazareth when he was mistreated and disrespected and the writer goes on to say Jesus could not do a lot of work and miracles in that place because of their attitude.
我也想起来耶稣在他自己的家乡拿撒勒因为人的不幸圣经告诉我们说耶稣在那里就不多行神迹了。
Yeah, and so of course Jesus has all of that removed.
所以耶稣要把这样的人请出去。
And then with just Peter, James, John, the mom and the dad.
只有彼得、雅各、约翰还有这位女儿的父母。
He goes to the bed and he takes hold of the cold hand of that child.
他握着那个女儿冰冷的手。
And she's been laying there dead now for some time.
这位女孩她已经死了一段时间。
And he says to her, get up, girl. Death will not claim you this day, for there is someone greater than death present.
耶稣对他说闺女起来，因为在这个时候所在面前的这一位乃是比死亡更大的一位，在你的面前。
Yeah, we're talking about Jesus.
就是主他自己。
And it reminds me, maybe it reminds you of something that Jesus said in the Gospel of John. He says, truly I tell you, the hour has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
这让我们想起耶稣在约翰福音所说的话，因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
And immediately the young girl wakes up and stands up.
立时这位闺女立时就起来了。
And she begins to walk around the room and people are, you know, astonished.
当她四处走动的时候，周围的人就大大惊奇。
Except Jesus.
除了耶稣以外。
And Jesus had earlier urged Jairus, I think you recall, not to allow fear to overwhelm him, but to trust the same one that he had witnessed just moments before heal this woman with the blood hemorrhage.
我们记得耶稣对雅鲁说不要怕，雅鲁他自己亲眼见证耶稣如何的医治那位血漏的妇人，现在他要把他的信心投靠在这一位身上。
So could it be that he's threading together these two stories to underscore, he wants us to see that radical ongoing faith despite our fears that overwhelm us is whatJesus is calling for.
我们想象说马可他把这两个故事交织在一起，也从其中来强调说耶稣在我们的身上所盼望得着的乃是这样的一种信心，乃是可以胜过疾病与死亡的。
Faith. Faith in the person of Christ is what we're talking about.
我们所说的乃是向着耶稣基督信心。
Not faith for the sake of faith, but faith in the person and in the word of Christ.
不是为了信而信，乃是信耶稣基督这位人。
And Mark closes this episode saying he gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat.
43节说耶稣严严地吩咐他们不要叫人知道这事，又吩咐给他东西吃。
So as we read before, Jesus ordered all present not to tell anyone about what they had witnessed that day.
耶稣要求说，吩咐不要让人知道今天他所行的。
And I think the answer is, the reason for this is very simple, that if everybody goes out and talks about it, it will curtail his ministry and his movement in those parts of the town.
我可以想象说，如果每一个人都在那里宣扬耶稣所行的神迹，实际上是会让耶稣施工的时间短。
So we're going to close this message, and here's some of the things that I was able to see and want to share with you. Some similarities and maybe between Jairus and this impoverished woman.
我想来总结我的信息，就是我们看看在雅鲁的身上，还有这位血漏妇人的身上有什么相同的点。
So what can we learn about true faith?
我们可以学到关于这些真正的信心，我们可以学到什么？
As we look at the lives of this impoverished, healed woman and Jairus.
当我们看这位血漏的妇人还有雅鲁的时候，我们能学到什么？
First of all, both are genuinely desperate and they're ready to look to Jesus.
首先就是他们两个人都是真的绝望了，所以他们仰望耶稣。
Only God can bring you to that point where you are really locked in and ready.
只有神能够把我们带到一种的光景，我们全然绝望，只能仰望他。
Second, both are willing to risk public disapproval or being politically incorrect.
第二个就是他们愿意不顾一切，不顾受别人的嘲笑或者社会的禁忌。
Yeah, they don't care what anybody thinks. They're at that point. I don't care what you think. I'm going to Jesus.
他们就要到耶稣面前来，他们不管别人怎么想。
Both are afraid. I believe all the way through this, there's a lot of fear that they're still battling with in the heart. They're afraid, but they overcome their fears to trust in Jesus.
不是说他们心中没有恐惧，他们心中一直都是害怕的，但是他们能够胜过那个害怕，来到耶稣面前。
Both encounter God's saving and healing touch.
他们都遇见了耶稣那个拯救的触摸。
Yeah. Both had imperfect faith, but that faith was centered on Jesus.
他们的信心都不完全，但是他们的信心都围绕着耶稣本人。
That encourages me that you might think, well, I don't have a lot of faith. That's okay. God will meet you where you are.
这也叫我个人自己很受鼓励，因为我们都常常觉得说我的信心没那么大，但是神会在我们所有的上面来遇见我们。
And finally, both have what's most precious to them restored through Jesus.
最后我们看见说他们都因着耶稣来得到了医治和复原。
So this message is about true faith, our faith, and the gospel.
所以这个信息是关于信心，关于真正的信心和福音。
Daughter, your faith has made you well.
女人，你的信叫你得痊愈。
Go in peace.
平平安安的去吧。
So how about us?
我们怎样？
Jesus knows when God's healing, saving power is laid hold of. Whenever he sees it in his children, he knows it. He senses it.
那个拯救医治能力在耶稣的手中，每当他看见他的儿女有真信心，他就释放那能力。
When weak, frightened, fearful people like us lay hold of and keep trusting him, his word and his person.
当我们这些心中有软弱害怕的人，当我们来抓紧耶稣的时候，我们就可以紧紧的来依靠他。
Trusting him by faith.
我们因着信来依靠他。
This saving faith, here's just a few final things that I wanted to add about the nature of this saving, healing faith.
我想来说关于这个拯救医治的能力信心。
Because there's a lot of people who profess Jesus, who profess to believe, but we've seen, like we see in the story of John chapter 6, they believe for a while, and then they don't believe anymore.
我们知道有很多人宣称自己有这样的信心，但是我们从约翰福音第六章里也看到说，有许多这样的人，他们相信不过是暂时的，后来就离开了。
So these six things I want to just underscore.Saving faith. This is what we perceive. It's not passive, or it's not just merely cognitive.
这样的信心它不是一种被动的，也不是一种仅仅认知上的信心。
And then, as we've said repeatedly this morning, it's centered on Jesus and His words.
就像我们今天所读的，这样的信心它是紧紧的围绕着耶稣。
This faith is not perfect. It may lack clarity, accuracy. It may not be altogether sound.But it's still accommodated by God.
它不一定是那么的清楚，不一定那么准确，或者说健全，但是它真正的尊重神，围绕着神。
I see this a lot with the dying people that are in the last 24, 48, 72 hours, and so I'm not there to correct all the problems with their doctrine at that time.
我在临终关怀的时候，我看见那些病人，有的还有三天、两天、一天的时间。我在那里的工作不是来纠正他们的神学教义。
It involves a bodily response where we go beyond just merely saying we believe.
那是一种就是我们全身心的回应。
That's very important, so I put it in bold. There's a bodily response. It's not enough just to say, oh yeah, I believe.
所以这个我很重要，所以我把它用黑体字。它不只是我们头脑当中的认可，而是我们全身心的回应。
Of course, it's based on God's graciousness, based on grace, and our response of enacted trust.
这是完全根基是站在神的恩典上面，也是在于说我们要有一个具体的回应。
It's a dynamic faith. It's an ongoing holding on to Jesus kind of faith.
这是一个活的信心，是会向着耶稣而有反应。
Not a one and done. Yeah, I said a prayer one time. I'm saved. Not that kind of thing.
不是说我们说我过去做过一个接受耶稣的祷告，所以我得救了。
This gospel We are saved by it if you hold firmly to it.
我们要持定这样的信心。
He says, if you don't have that kind of holding on to it, then what kind of faith are we talking about?
如果我们不能持定我们所信的，那么我们所说的信心是怎样的信心？
So, Jesus came. This is your theme this year. Jesus came that we might have what? Life and have it abundantly, right?
我们今天的主题大家还记得，耶稣来要叫人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
Eternal life.
永生。
Resurrected life.
复活的生命。
Restored life.
得恢复的生命。
We hear this promise, for my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Him, this is this ongoing dynamic faith, believing in Him shall have life, and I will raise them up.
让我们记得这里所说，我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且末日我要叫他复活。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
我们天上的父神，我们谢谢你今天有机会就是在听你的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for such an opportunity to listen your words again.
帮助我们弟兄姐妹们跟我自己回应，好好的忠心回应你的话语。
Help me and the brothers and sisters to faithfully respond to your words.
透过你的恩典，让我们能够行出来你所赐给我们的话语，这个活泼的话语。
Through your grace, so that we can live out your words.
越来越能够真的相信你跟你的话语。
May us truly trust you and your words.
我们这样子祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Pray in Jesus Christ's name.